The Supreme Court is declining to hear, at least for now, a major dispute about former President Donald Trump. This afternoon, the High Court turned away a request from prosecutors to fast-track an appeal about whether Trump has immunity from federal prosecution. The dispute now heads to an appeals court in Washington, but it could return to the Supreme Court next year. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following the case and joins me now. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Scott.
So prosecutors had asked the Supreme Court to move with urgency on this immunity issue. Why didn't the court do that?
The court didn't give any reason, and it did not say how many justices might have disagreed with the decision. So whatever happened behind closed doors will stay that way for now. Special Counsel Jack Smith had been pushing the court to decide once and for all whether Trump is shielded from prosecution over January 6th. Lawyers for the former president say there was no need for a rush to judgment. They said this is a major constitutional question and the courts should take their time with it. At least several justices agreed with Trump's position, so this is a short-term victory for Donald Trump.
So what does that mean, though, for the federal election interference case against him?
This immunity question is now in the hands of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, and that court is moving pretty quickly. They've already set oral argument in the case for January 6th. Whatever that court decides, though, it's now in the hands of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. That court is moving pretty swiftly. They've already set oral argument in the case for January 9th. And whatever that court decides, though, this issue's headed back to the Supreme Court before the election. The D.C. trial, which had been set to start March 4th, will now be pushed deeper into 2024, closer to the convention and the heart of the presidential campaign.
Right. Trump is running for president, and we know the timeline of a presidential election, but there are three other criminal cases here that he's facing. What does this delay mean for them?
It's unclear for now, Scott, but it could really upend the entire calendar for next year. Trump is fighting 91 charges across four different jurisdictions. If the D.C. trial date for the spring of 2024 slips, maybe the New York case or the Georgia case goes forward, or maybe none of them do before the election. And if Trump wins, his fate could be in his own hands. He could drop these federal cases and delay the state cases until after he leaves office in 2029.
And going back to the earlier headlines from this week and all of this, the Supreme Court may get another case involving Trump on its docket. That is that case out of Colorado, where a court there ruled that Trump should be disqualified from the primary ballot. What's at stake there?
Yeah, the group bringing this lawsuit is arguing Trump should not be eligible to be on the primary ballot because of his alleged role in inciting the insurrection on January 6th. The Colorado Supreme Court agreed, but Trump has promised to appeal to the Supreme Court, and he's going to stay on the ballot while the case proceeds on appeal. There have been a number of other challenges in different states that have been rejected, so the Supreme Court may need to weigh in here to clear up which state is right.
Yeah.
One of the key issues in play is whether Trump got enough due process in Colorado.
And if this isn't all enough to keep track of, there is another big legal question looming that could upend a bunch of January 6th cases, including Trump's, right?
That's right. This is about whether actions on January 6th amount to obstruction of an official proceeding. Congress passed a law about that after a wave of accounting scandals. But some defendants argue that breaking into the Capitol is not the same as tampering with evidence like papers and documents. The Supreme Court is going to hear that case with a decision likely by the end of June.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Thank you, Carrie.
My pleasure.